This programme is made with the support of Sound and Vision, Broadcasting Funding Scheme, a BCI initiative.
From the Hanging Fields to the Learning Fields, a documentary for radio presented by Siobhan McCallick and Johnny Caron.
This programme is not so much about the Hanging Fields as the Learning Fields. It's not so much about Claremont House as the tenure there of the Sisters of Mercy and their contribution to the life and times of Claremorris from 1877 to 2000. Although there is no definitive date, it is believed that Claremont House was built in the early 18th century. It was built by the Kirwan family, who were the owners of the townland of Killianfarna, and the mount on which it was built, overlooking the town of Claremorris and the adjoining countryside, was known as Slieve Vid Lan. The style and architecture of the building are distinctly Georgian. As a result of the Rising of 1798, the Kirwans were financially ruined, and Claremont House and their property were sold to the Right Honourable Dennis Brown. Brown, who had been an MP for Jamestown between 1776 and 1780, was the Sheriff of County Mayo when he took up residence there in 1799. At that time, Brown was involved in a reign of terror and had dealt savagely with those who had participated or helped in any way in the previous year's rising. It was said that for months after the rising, he had hanged a man every day in Castlebar. In Claremorris, having arrested Richard Jordan of Rooski, who with Seamus Bourne O'Malley had led to the capture of the town, Brown wrote to the Lord Lieutenant,
"It would be difficult to find an unprejudiced jury to try him."
So having arranged a court-martial, Jordan was found guilty of treason and sentenced to death by hanging, and the place of execution was the grounds of Claremont House. Informing the Lord Lieutenant, Brown wrote,
"I shall not fail to attend there, and will further your Excellency's intention of making the example as impressive as possible."
It is estimated that Dennis Brown had over 200 men hanged. As many as 100 were hanged in the grounds of Claremont House. His atrocious reign of terror has survived in local folklore, where he is known as Dunaha an Ropa, Dennis of the Rope. He died in Claremont House on the 2nd of June, 1809. Following his death, the house was sold again, this time to a Mr. Blackier. He had the high walls built around the property and was responsible for reclaiming the lands for the racecourse. Some years later, Blackier sold the house to the retired civil servant, Thomas Daniel Maguire, who had a son, a Redemptorist priest. Following